We need to pray.
Father, without you, we can do nothing. And today, I believe, might even be speaking to us concerning the message you put into my heart. 54 years, huh? Okay. I heard to read to you a little bit of this message that came from Wade Taylor before he went home to be with the Lord. He sent this to me. And if you just kind of close your eyes, I just want to kind of read to you. And I'll give you the scripture afterwards. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Revelations 3:20, Revelations 4:1 and 2. The door upon which Jesus is knocking is at the end of the message of the seventh and last church. It relates to the time of transition from the church age into the millennial kingdom age. All that precedes these words, "After this I looked," concerns the church. All that follows relates to the kingdom. Jesus said that a right response to his knocking on the door of our spirit will lead us into an active personal relationship with him, and will result in our having a part in the establishment or the establishing of the millennial kingdom. Notice that the door opened when John looked. This requires our having a present upward gaze towards the kingdom. I looked, and behold, the throne. It is in direct relationship to our ability to hear spiritually. The first voice which I heard, this speaks of our spiritual ear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, Revelations 3:20. This voice has a very particular quality. It is as a trumpet that is talking with me, a quickened revelatory word of direction and purpose. It is being imparted to those who, as overcomers, have cultivated their ear to hear. These are receiving an understanding of all that is about to take place in relations to the closing of the Gentile age and the establishing of the millennial kingdom. Jesus entered this world as a baby to become a Lamb of God and died on a cross to pay the full penalty for our sins. Though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. Here again, coming not as a lamb, but as the lion of the tribe of Judah. His head and his hair were white like wool. Notice the transition. He's no longer a lamb. As white as snow, and his eyes were as flames of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Revelations 1:14. We have come to the fullness of times. Take a deep breath. Say, I have come.
I have come.
To the fullness of times.
To the fullness of times.
This might be 1959 to 2013. I've been sitting on this for quite a while. We have come to the fullness of times, and Jesus is taking his place as our head for the outworkings of all that follows. Therefore, his voice has become as the sound of many waters. This is the voice of the trumpet. Like the mighty Niagara River, which flows over the falls in a narrow channel in order to produce power, this corporate voice is beginning to function as one body under the direction of one head, which all will be saying and doing exactly the same thing. Now, I could keep on reading, but I believe what we have experienced in this past few months has been that particular description. More and more, the visions are in tune to each other. More and more, the words of knowledge fit. The scriptures also that have been given have coordinates that fall into place. The message has not changed. But because of the words that have come, there's a challenge ahead. But he's in the midst of it. Amen. I heard that one, Linda. Amen. Whatever challenges he's given us in the past have always turned out for our well-being. Are you ready for a challenge? Are you ready for a test? Well, we say yes, but sometimes when a test is hitting, we don't particularly enjoy the test. Amen?
Amen.
But each one of us is here because of different tests and hardships. Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You can't be all sleeping. Not yet. And when I was pressed to read this, of course, I'm thinking about your visions, and I didn't speak yet.
And how about the young couple? When they came here, they just knocked very quietly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew they were coming.
Yeah, but did you know they were going to knock? And here, at the very beginning, when you started, he said that it's going to come and he's going to knock, and it just seemed really weird that all kind of...
Well, we also got a little shook, so he's going to shake everything he needs to shake, right? Okay. It is interesting. Now, how many know that none of these things are accidents? When Jesus died on the cross, it was an earthquake. The ground split open. Okay? What is he saying to us? Are you ready? Are you ready to transition? And I remember having my book with me going to the restaurant for lunch. And, that's cool. My book was on the coming kingdom. And the waitress asked, "Well, what is that all about?" She says, "The end of the age is, the end of the world is coming in 2012. I said, "Yeah, we're getting a new number." She says, "I don't understand." I said, "When Jesus died, everybody thought it was a normal number coming. But I said, guess what? They started at the year of our Lord, number one." She says, oh. So if 2012 is the end of something, 2013 is something new. Mm-hmm. That's what the new ministry would be, right? Something new. Does it take him 54 years? Sometimes it does. I'm curious to know what year Wade Taylor started his ministry. But I think it's 59. That he started Pinecrest. Because it closed.
Pinecrest is closed?
Was closed.
Oh, was it?
When he took over. Okay. It was the Assemblies of God, where Gino graduated, and it belonged to the Assemblies of God the Italian branch, and they decided to close and merge with somebody. I don't remember this school, but it was closed and it was given. All the building and all of its contents were given to Pat Robertson. And those of you who have ever listened to the 700 Club, he owned it for a number of years. And then when Wade had it functioning, he turned it over to him, no charge. Gave it to him. Why all this information? I don't know. If I knew that, I'd be gone. But what I can tell you is this. When he presses us to see that there's a change happening, and it goes on, and see, the other side of the page is like, he points out that there's different churches that are closing down and things are shutting down, and it's all part of God's plan. He's closing down certain things, but he's building something better.
Amen.
Okay? And sometimes we cry because we like something comfortable. But then he comes along and he kind of gives us a little bump in the you-know-what. And we pick our bags and we go forward. Not necessarily happy. But he said he's in the midst. So what is he about to do? I have no clue. I do know this. We're going with him. There's a crossroads up ahead. And like Abraham, you'll put one foot in front of the other and you'll get there. Amen. See, he's talking. Okay? And, you know, my job is to awaken you to what God is using your mouth to speak. It's not just for the sake of giving out what you receive. It's for connecting the dots together. And then crying and knocking until we get the understanding. Amen? I mean, if you want to see a miracle, just take a look at what happened to Sam. Yeah? She plays my little bongos that I had when I was a kid on a Sunday. On a Monday afternoon, I get a phone call from a man I haven't talked to in months, and said he got a phone call and would I be interested in a gift that would be given to us. And the rest is history, Sam. Yeah. After the fact, you get to understand. But when we're looking ahead, we don't understand, but we can hold on to each other and him. Think about it. Holding on to him and each other in him, we become more and more what he's called us to become. Interdependent, interteachable. You all have things that you impart to me that you know not of. Okay? Seeds. The young man that came in earlier. I've ministered to him in the past 3 years, maybe 6 or 8 times. Never did he enter when there was a service going on. Tonight the ice was broken. Not for himself, but for a young lady who just came out of the hospital. You see, it's not all about you and me, it's about him. And what he wants. It's about him knocking on the door and for us to keep looking up because there's something coming. It's something that is going to be so out of the box because the kingdom will be established and the Lion of Judah will reign and rule through you and you and you. Lift your hands to him. Say, I'm part of the corporate structure.
I'm part of the corporate structure.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The bride.
The bride.
That he wants to dance with.
That he wants to dance with.
Is me.
Is me.
I'm a part of it.
I'm connected
to each of you.
And
I will complete my mission
by His grace
alone. Hallelujah. I rejoice, Lord, that You will complete me on time. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.